This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
So I want to welcome you all to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the director of UCLA Mindful, which is the Mindfulness Education Center of UCLA Health. I want to welcome everyone here in the room and then say hello to the people who are live streaming. This is live stream at the same right now, and it's being witnessed by hundreds of people all around the world. So it's wonderful to feel part of a larger extended community as we practice mindfulness. I define mindfulness as paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So it's really about how can we come into the present moment to find a place of ease and well-being that's inside ourselves. And it can help us with things like anxiety, depression. There's a lot of research behind it showing that it impacts our mental health. And I think these days we could all benefit from anything that's going to help our mental health. So I wanted to do a meditation. We're going to do some basic mindfulness where we learn the practice of coming into the present moment. And many of you have been coming for a long time, so you're familiar with it. But we'll focus on mostly our breathing or the possibility of listening to sounds. And then when our attention wanders away, we'll redirect and focus our attention there back to the breath or to the sounds. This will help stabilize and calm the mind and come to a place of just a little more presence, a little more connectedness, and hopefully, it could be today or could be in the long run, accessing a place of well-being inside ourselves when we do this over time. I also want to do a meditation connected to a vision of what the world can be. And the reason this is important is I think a lot of us are either freaking out or really worried or anxious about the future of things and current events, and people are very disoriented and overwhelmed. And it's quite important that we hold the vision of what is possible, because we can't have something come into being if we don't even know what it is. So it's like, what I'm going to have you do in the meditation is think about how the world could be if things were healthy, if there was peace, if there was just a vision of a better world. So we're going to play with that a little bit. In a way, it's about connecting some with hope. And it's very easy for us to feel hopeless these days, disempowered. But I think as we connect more and more with a vision of what the world can be, it can access our capacity to find hope and love. And Alice Walker once wrote a book called You Can Save What You Love. I love that title, and it's a wonderful book. So anyway, we'll just play with that as we practice today. Okay, so I just invite you to settle back and get comfortable. And you can be seated upright, feet on the ground. Your back up against the chair, but it could be, you don't have to sit like too tense, or it can be pretty relaxed, but so not rigid or tight, but still upright. Hands resting where they're comfortable. Eyes closed if you wish, or you can keep them looking downward so you're not too distracted. And if you're practicing at home, there's many other options. You could be seated on a couch, could be cross-legged on a cushion, on the floor. You might be even lying down if that's right for your body. So just finding a posture. And let's take a few deeper, longer, slower breaths. And as we take these deep breaths, inviting in this possibility of peace, of ease, of relaxation, may not be here at this moment, but the possibility that we can come into the moment here and now and find a place of ease and well-being. And we can notice our bodies on the chair, wherever you're seated, noticing any very obvious sensations. You can feel your feet on the ground and notice that there's touch and there's hardness, softness, warmth, coolness. And feel that connection to the earth that is below us. And you can feel your legs making contact with the chair, back of your thighs. And what does that feel like? What does the touch feel like? Pressing sensation, warmth, heaviness. Notice your back. What sensations are obvious? And then your stomach area, is it tense, constricted? See if you can breathe, allowing it to soften. Anytime you notice yourself feeling tense, use your breath. Take a deeper breath, release. Notice your hands, let your hands be soft. Your arms and shoulders drop soft. Notice your neck and throat and face, facial muscles soft. And now notice your whole body present here. In this moment, so we can turn our attention to the sounds around us, sounds in the room or outside the room, even the sound of silence, noticing sounds as they come and go. There's ambient noise. There might be, you know, intermittent sounds. Let them come and go into your awareness. You just notice them. There's not a lot you need to do. Our mind knows. The ears hear, the mind knows the sound is happening. And we can avoid getting lost in a story about the sound, like I like it or I dislike it, or trying to figure out what it is. Simply listen, like a symphony or something. And as you listen to the sound, notice how it makes you feel. Is it soothing? Are you curious about it? Are you able to stay present with it? And you may or may not. Maybe it's annoying, or it's kind of the opposite of soothing in some way. So just to notice. Maybe it's neutral. And now notice your breath in your body. So let go of the listening and turn your attention to your breath in your body. Let the breath be at its own natural rhythm as you feel your abdomen rising and falling with each breath. Or the chest expanding and contracting. Or the air moving through your nose, coolness, tingling, heat, movement. Which of those three areas is the most obvious to you? Where do you feel the breath most clearly? So we'll continue on noticing the breath in the spot that's the easiest for you, or if you prefer listening to sounds, you can go back to that. So choose something to focus on now, and they all work well, so you can just pick one of those areas, breath in the abdomen, chest, or nose, or listening to sounds. And then we're going to notice breath after breath, or sound after sound. One breath ends, the next begins. Now, what tends to happen for most people is you're with your breath or the listening, and then you start thinking. You get lost in thought, start planning or remembering or trying to, you know, think about something that passed. Figure things out. This is what the mind does. This is very familiar and completely normal. So when you notice your attention has wandered, you can say a soft word in your mind, like thinking or wandering, and then come back to your focus, whatever it was you were focusing on, breath in one of those areas or the sound. And we'll just do that over and over again. And really what we're doing is we're noticing the present moment. We're keeping our attention anchored on something to help stabilize and calm our minds, to keep us in the moment. But it's practicing this skill of present time awareness, moment after moment. And if other things become very obvious to you, let's say you're with your breath and then you start to feel a body sensation or emotion, or you can also turn your attention to that. Feel it, sense it, notice it, but then come back to your main focus. We're going to go into silence for a little while to practice this, and then I'll do the second part of the meditation. Give it a try. As we continue meditating, we're going to play with this idea of visioning a better world. So notice how you're doing at this moment in the meditation. How are you feeling? Body, heart, mind. And reflect on what's important to you. Maybe there's something, there may or may not be, but maybe there's something that you care tremendously about, like animals or a specific animal or the oceans on our planet or children, the health and well-being of children. What is the something you care about? Maybe it's that everyone on this planet has a home that's safe. So see what comes to mind, and if nothing specific comes to mind, just pick something maybe I've said or something you have some interest in. And as you think about what's not working these days, what's wrong, and that's a lot, let's just imagine, give yourself permission to imagine that it goes right. That whatever you care about begins to flourish and heal and manifest itself in ways that are extraordinary. So you can imagine every single person on this planet with a healthy, safe home. You can imagine the oceans thriving, the coral healthy, pollution disappearing. Just let your imagination go. And as you do it, I know that you may have thoughts going on in your head like, oh, come on, this will never happen. See if you can invite that to the side gently and let yourself be creative and imagine this thing you care about flourishing, growing, coming to more and more beauty, more and more goodness, strength, health, well-being. So just let your mind go here and make sure to breathe. Imagine what that would be like if the climate was healthy, if wars ended and there was peace and communication and connection. So at this point, let your mind go wherever it wants to go, any particular issue or thing that you care about, imagining peace on this planet. Imagining that people's minds are healthy, that we connect, that we have compassion for each other, that the earth is blossoming and growing, the plants are growing, everything is healthy and joyful and abundant. Just imagining. And notice what it feels like to let your mind do this. It's not something we often do. We usually go to worst case scenario. And again, if this voice comes up saying, oh, no, no, this could never happen, just gently to the side. It's just for now. We're just playing here. Human, safe, healthy, protected, reconciled, joyful. See what you can see. Imagine, sense, feel. And as you do this, notice what it feels like inside to imagine in this way. What is possible? And now ask yourself the question, what might my role be in making some of this possible? And notice if anything comes to you. And you can also do this with people close to you. It doesn't even have to be larger issues. It could be just the health and well-being of my family. Imagine your family flourishing. Where is your heart drawn? What do you love that you want to save? And just letting the mind go here for this last moment. What might my role be in the healing of our planet? Notice if hope is present. Notice if something else is present. Letting whatever is here be here. So as we send this out into the world, it's this power of imagination that can guide us. We've got to keep the hope alive, keep the possibility alive, and not despair. Another world is possible. So notice what's happening inside you right now, letting whatever is here be here. Take a breath. And then notice your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. Thank you, everyone, for being willing to give this a try. I'm feeling the need for these kinds of meditations more than ever these days. And that doesn't mean that, you know, it's not Pollyanna, like, okay, then because we imagine it, it's going to happen. It's not, life doesn't work like that, but we have to keep that possibility alive. Otherwise, we go into despair. All right, so thank you so much. I'm Diana Winston with UCLA Mindful. We have a mailing list if you want to join our, find out what we're doing, because we offer lots of classes and programs, a lot that's free, including this. We have an app that has all the hundreds of meditations on in 17 different languages. And we have, it's called UCLA Mindful. And we have a bunch of upcoming classes. So if you join our mailing list, you'll see what's heading your way soon. And we're here every week on Thursdays. Thank you so much for your time. And I'll be in the hallway if you have any questions. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.